Somehow, I always believe what people want is not what the industry knows. They've started living in a world which is their own made world.
Oh, yes.
And the reality is something else. And that's why the films from South have been working, because they are grounded subjects. They're emotional subjects. And rest of the audiences are basically connected to the emotions. And they're not bothered about how shabby the special effect is. And I always believed, you know, we have to make an Indian cinema. What are we making? It doesn't seem to be nowhere in any society. It's just this handful of people who are trying to do all that.
Hello and welcome. I'm Anupam Kher. In the ever-evolving landscape of 21st century, the focus now more than ever is on India-Bharat. Every week, we bring you some of the most influential Indians, and my guest this week is a great Indian actor with over 40 years in the industry. He's a producer, director, and a member of parliament. Welcome, Sunny Paji, as they call you. Sunny.
Thank you.
Sunny Deol is an Indian actor, film director, producer, and a former member of parliament. He's worked in close to 100 Hindi films in a career spanning over four decades. Deol, the eldest son of veteran actor Damendra, is the recipient of two National Film Awards. He's famous for his action hero image on screen.
I always feel that yours is the most loving family in the Indian film industry. The doors are always open, the warmth is always there, the genuineness is always there. I would like to say that your family is the most loving family.
I think we're just blessed. I mean, it's from the ancestor, I would say. It started off from my grandfather, grandmom, and then my dad came from a village, and the way he conducted himself, the way he was with everyone, with all the people, the producers and everything, and the way he progressed and he
still remained the same.
Yes, he remained the same. And
I've heard some amazing stories that in your house, nobody knew each other who else is staying there among the villagers who used to come there.
Yeah, initially it was like that, because there used to be so many of them coming from Punjab, and it was like Sadai Kare.
It's our own home.
It's our own home. And so they would come over, and my granny was a charitable lady. She would welcome everyone, and no matter who it was, and our kitchen was always open, and so that's the way it has been, and now also it's just the same.
It's the same. And yet, there was a certain discipline for children.
I always say a child is always an outcome of how the whole family is. And obviously, we're a joint family.
Right.
So we had our uncles and aunties and all of them from all the sides. And we were all living together.
Hmm.
That era, you know, in the 60s and 70s, it was different to what it is now.
Hmm.
Because we're outcome of what that period was, and we are very soft with our children.
Right.
When that time it wasn't the same.
That's right.
You know, I mean, I really don't know which one in my family, from the whole family, didn't slap me.
Oh, really?
Obviously, I was a naughty child.
Yes.
But that time it was not okay, you know.
Yeah, it's not right to
it's
slap.
It's not right to slap, yeah, and yeah. It's not right to
my
do
my mother
this.
Has slapped me so many times. Not only slap, there was a kind of a plant outside. If you put that, you used to get those rash over there. You are one actor who, in public persona, is a little shy. On screen, you play larger-than-life characters. I have played your father in so many movies. I've also slapped you in a film.
Ziddi.
Ziddi, yes.
Yeah.
There are memes of yours. there are legendary dialogues of yours.
You're such a great actor yourself. You know, everybody has his own ways of how they perform. And it is not some kind of a trick or something. My belief is either you're talented or you're not talented. I mean, an acting cannot be taught to you.
Yeah.
That's what I believe. Mm. If you have it, obviously it polishes you up. And a good actor is a person who's always observing and moving around and seeing the world. Our brain is a computer.
Mm.
It's taking everything in, right?
Mm.
We do not give that respect to it.
Yes.
But when the moment comes, the brain is only giving you all the corrections and guiding you right. It only gives you all those emotions.
Mm.
And as a human being, we all have all kind of demons within us.
Yes.
Goodness, badness, evilness, lust, anger, greed. Everything is there within us. But how we can channelize it and how we can control ourselves, that's what the society does. And eventually, as an actor, I get very excited when anything is given to me. I don't want anyone to give me too much of an input about it. So once a story is told to me and once a character, I've understood it, then obviously if I've seen things, then obviously there's some... Then from within you, things start happening. And when that happens and when I'm doing, I enjoy it. When I have to work on a parameter, I feel I'm hamming, or am I? What the hell am I doing? And when I have to repeat the same thing again and again, I feel a little lost about it. So I think that's the way I've always tackled it. And our cinema has always been, okay, unless you do not see the acting, you're not an actor.
Very well put.
And abroad, it is not so.
Yeah.
It is as long as, I mean, if a person cannot catch you and you are the character is what they enjoy. And that's what I enjoy. And we all enjoy. When I see my dad's films, the earlier films, which they made in the 60s, they were so natural. The cinema initially, what we had was with people who were so talented as writers, as directors, as music and every field. And the way they would mold the actor, and an actor has to be a clay. Because that's the guiding force. Because that time my dad used to do three shootings in a day.
Yeah, exactly.
And those films are far better than the films we do today.
And there was no script written.
There was no script. Yeah. Now they give you a script.
Yeah.
So a script is just something notes given to you, whether it's good, right, wrong or nothing. Nobody talks about it. No, I got a full script.
Yes.
I've never read a script. I always hear the story and that's it. And that time also we used to shoot films. We used to shoot for 10 days or 5 days or 15 days. All of us knew what we were going to be. I mean, the director knew what he was going to be shooting at that moment.
Right.
And then after a long period, again, he would come to shoot. By the time he had seen gathered what he was further thinking about. And again, the next schedule would happen, which kept him always on track of what he had thought about. And it was not in one go, they had to finish it all off. Somehow I feel films are more spontaneous rather than making it too crafty. And we, in our real life, are basically like that. So we relate to those things so beautifully. We get involved in them so easily.
You grew up in a film family. Friends were film people, etc. Did you see a lot of movies?
No, I was not one of the film buffs. No, I wasn't. As a matter of fact, when I used to see films, I never liked darkness. I could not go into cinemas and be there for too long because I would get a headache. And from childhood, I've been a boy who wakes up early. I like to start my day very early.
Wow,
and when it's dark, I'd rather go off to sleep. That has been the pattern from childhood. And was it put on to me? Maybe, but somehow I enjoy that, and that's the way I have been, basically. And so my film watching was very less. And only films I went and saw were my dad's films. Definitely, that time my dad had a 16mm projector. So he had a couple of films at home. And I wonder at times, you know, that time I might be 5 or 6. And I was watching Pyasa. I was watching Khamoshi. I was watching Mr. and Mrs. 55. And I was relating to it.
Wow.
Now I think, how could I have understood what was that? But somehow I was getting related to it.
Did you want to be an actor? Because I've seen your growth. I did my second film with you, Arjun.
That's right, Arjun.
Arjun. And that was your second
My second film.
Your second film. That studio, Vishanta Ramji's studio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We had put up the set and we were there in and out every day.
So from there to Gadar 2, I have seen this actor growing from strength to strength to strength. Was that a conscious decision?
No, it was not like that. That's what I was trying to say is that I say I've enjoyed every age of mine, which I feel today kids don't. So that time I was just a child who wanted to play and play and play and play, and that's all we did. That's why I said we were naughty. Again, I would say I was naughty because I used to love cars and all those things. And at the early age, I started driving, which was not right.
How old were you when
I started? I don't know. I might be 10 or 11 or something.
You started driving at the age of 11?
I would sit on the driver and I would take the car. And because I was Mr. Dharminder's son, so I could do it at that moment.
Right.
And that time, life was very... there were gangs, there were fights. There were so many things happening that time. The world was very different. So I've lived in that world. But when we finish our school, it's a time when a person actually realizes because friends are going away. And everybody wants to do something and they're getting into their father's profession or here or there somewhere. That's when I decided, okay, what the hell am I supposed to do? I never thought about it.
That's true.
And then I said, okay, I think I want to become an actor. But I said, I'm too shy. How the hell am I going to become an actor?
Right.
So that's when I took a decision that, and over here, everybody knows who you are. And the school also used to have that problem because of being an actor's son. Either you're treated nicely or you're treated horribly.
Horribly, that's
Nobody
right.
treats
that's
you normally. Right. So the life was not of that sort during that period. So then I decided to go away abroad. I went to England. Mm. I joined an old rep theater in Birmingham. Mm. I was there for a year and a half. And because I said that nobody knows me, who the hell am I? So, you know, I'm just a normal person. Mm. And that's where I started, discovering myself.
How wonderful. You have seen great success and you have seen some failure also. How did you cope with failure?
Failure was a moment when I gave the biggest hit of the for the industry. That was Gadar 1. After that, things started somehow. I don't know why. I could not understand. I took myself for granted that, oh, no, I can do this. I'll do this. Somehow, the world was changing. The industry had started changing. Multinationals had started coming. The individual producers were going away. And the distribution sector was changing. Everything was changing. Mm. And somewhere in that, I could not change or adapt or that world didn't pick on me at that moment. And I was just carrying on trying to find some paths of how I can move ahead and so many things I was trying to do. But that's when I started directing more and I became more of a producer and I started doing lots of things, trying to put myself there. And then suddenly anybody would say, no, you should work not with these directors. You should work with the younger generation. You should work. I said, but with whom? Who wants to work with me?
Right. Also in this profession, failure and success is very, very transparent. And people change with success and failure.
That's right.
So how did you cope with that phase?
I didn't know I had failed. I was just basically trying to still fight my way through.
Oh, so you did. That's a great way to look at
it. I never thought of it from that point of view. I was just saying, I know. I mean, I've given so many cinema. I've given my films, which people still watch. And that's the reason I'm existing is because of the kind of work I've done. Without giving any new films of that genre. I was just fighting to get a right script, fighting to get a right director, fighting to get a production team who would want to invest in me and make those films. Mm. Because mostly everybody was trying to do remakes and I was never a person of remakes. Mm. And everything was happening. And then I could see that the cinema which was being made is something which I'd already done. Mm. But I just kept on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And when I did this, when I did Gadar also, and I did couple of other films. That time also they were not, I mean, Gadar, I mean, who wants to see such an old film and whole old setup of everything? Mm. You know, that was the perception everywhere.
That's right.
Yeah, and somehow I always believe what people want is not what the industry knows. They live in a world which is, especially off late, they've started living in a world which is their own made world.
Yes.
And the reality is something else. Mm. And that's why the films from South have been working because they are grounded subjects. Absolutely. They're emotional subjects.
Absolutely.
I mean, I remember seeing a film, I hated the special effects, but I would get caught in with the emotions. I would get irritated is because I've seen so much of this world and I know, okay, it shouldn't be like that. But the emotion is the same, which holds you on. And rest of the audiences are basically connected to the emotions and they're not bothered about how shabby the special effect is or not. They're not bothered about all that. Mm. And that's why those cinemas have been working and they will carry on working. Mm. And I always believed, you know, we have to make a Indian cinema. What are we making? It doesn't seem to be nowhere in any society. It's just this handful of people who are trying to do all that.
Right.
And then fortunately, Gadar came and...
and it created havoc. Were you expecting it to be such a big, huge hit?
I was not expecting it to be huge, but when I started promoting it, I remember we re-released earlier Gadar, and the kind of response that film was getting when I went to a couple of cinemas while we were releasing it was phenomenal. The vibe started coming. The people want something. They make the numbers out. Okay, this film will open with this much.
For people who project.
Yeah, project all these numbers. They started projecting good numbers for Gadar also after that, you know. So I said, wow, this is the first time I'm seeing numbers happening for my film, which I had not seen for the past 20 years.
Yeah, right. Yes.
So something is happening.
Yes. You're one actor who has done a lot of patriotic films.
I did Border. Because I had loved my dad's Hakikat and I always wanted to do
it's
an army
film. It's my favorite film also.
Yeah. So I always wanted to do that.
Yes.
And when J.P. Dutta came to me and he narrated me, I said, I want to do a war film. He's saying, I got a subject of 1971 war. I said, what? He narrated me the Longewal thing. I said, wow. At that time, I was the producer. I said, I'm producing it.
Okay.
And that's how it all started. Then he's saying, I want to start my company. So then he took over the whole thing. And that time, nobody would grow beard for being a Sardar.
Right.
I grew my own beard. I wanted to look like that. I wanted to feel like that. And other thing also, I don't like sticking things on my face.
And normal people will think you're very spoiled. My daddy, I don't want to put my beard on and things like that.
So yeah,
it is very irritating.
Yeah, it is. It is. Because whenever I used to put the mustache, when you start talking, it would do boom, 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 boom. And you're performing, you know, it's going from here. It's going to go from here. It's going. So you're concentrating here so that it doesn't happen. And you're trying to perform.
It is
pretty tedious.
What prompted you to do a guest appearance in Damini?
It was my friend.
And you got a national award for that.
That's right. We'll be all friends. That's how Kareem Marani and Rajan, I mean, we started off from Arjun. That was his first film, being a house. We were all friends. We started off. They were doing this film and I was not in it. So I said, give me any role, any character, whatever it is. And they said, this is this character. I said, okay, I'll do it. Let's do it.
That became a cult character.
And that's what I'm saying. You know, when we do our films, we really don't know what's going to happen.
True.
And I love it that way.
That's a great point of view to look at.
When they tell me this scene will be like this, I said, I don't want those scenes. Give me something which the character would do rather than making it a character which you all feel would be like this. I said, I don't want to do that. I remember even when I was doing Gadar also, they would give me some dialogues. I said, I'm not speaking this dialogue. This is not what Tara Singh will speak. I said, this is not what he would talk. I don't try to make those clap, clap things. I'm not interested. I said, the subject is right, the character is right. It itself will generate something which will become nice.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened over the years. That's what I've seen. And I know doing my film, I hate my film and I've done it. And I'm not so sure it's going to work. And when it works, I love it because I didn't like it. Mm. But then I can see them liking it so much. Mm. Obviously, as a maker or as an actor, we get so indulged into it that we stop feeling the things which the people are, with the audience is feeling. So that's why I don't watch my films at times. I just dub them. I said, I'm too scared.
Why did you want to become a director?
I never wanted to become a director.
Then?
I was doing this film called London, which later on was called Dillagi. Gurinder Chadha was directing it. Mm. And I had technicians come from PC Sriram, the cinematographer. And because I wanted to make a Indo-English and Hindi film that time. And this was way back in 97. And I had seen Gurinder's film, Paji on the Beach. Mm. So I said, let's make something interesting. Mm. But somehow when we were doing that film, things didn't fall right. Mm. And I had to scrap the film. Then I said, I can't stop a film which is scrap. I have to make this film. So I went to my dad and I said, Dad, can you hear the subject? I made him hear it. And he's saying, fine. I said, I want to direct it. He's saying, you think you can? I said, yeah. He's saying, go ahead and do it. Mm. So for me, I don't know, I'm that kind of a person. If my dad says, beta, you can do this, I believe in myself. That's a magic. It's very difficult to explain and nobody will understand that.
Agree.
It is a father who gives you the signal a little bit.
Yes.
The energy which comes into you, you can do anything.
Right.
And that's what you're looking for.
I agree completely. It's a blessing which has come. You think that it's come from up there.
Yeah, and that's what had happened even with Maghail. Mm. Nobody wanted to produce it. I went to Dad, he liked it. I said, I want to produce it. He said, go ahead. Mm. And I did it. That's how I started Dil Lagi. And I had no ABCD about direction. Mm-hmm. And now also I feel, I'm an actor basically.
Right.
I'm not a writer. Over there you have to become a writer, you have to become everything. And you know, I find it very difficult because end of the day you have to indulge into all those things and you're not a writer, you're not all these things. But then you are working according to what you think the way it has to be. But earlier on there were such great writers and they would come up with such great subjects that all you had to do was take it and put it across.
Exactly.
That's why you see lots of good directors. They are basically kind of writers also.
I agree.
You know, and they do a great job of it because they can mix it up properly.
And you acted also in the film that you directed.
Yeah.
How did you manage to do that?
I don't know. When I decide to do something, I just do it. That's some God's gift I have. Anything I want to do, I don't analyze how and what it is. I just go ahead and do it.
You're a God's special man.
No,
because I think it's the fact that you don't camouflage that and say it openly that I don't know how to write and I did not know how to, I just did it. That's such a welcome and refreshing change from others and that's what makes you different. You are also very protective towards Bobby.
I'm protected, yeah. I don't know, somehow it has been, this is the way, I think it's genetic, it's the way we are, the whole family is. I'm the eldest, so I didn't know when, but I took on, put up that cap, and I will help him. I'll do this. I will do that. You know, it just happens. And I think that is what our basic deep-rooted Indian society was and is.
Yes.
And that's all it is. There's no mystery to it.
And two successes happened at the same time. Your success, phenomenal success.
That's right.
And Bobby's phenomenal success.
That's right. My son got married. So we had a daughter come into our house, and I think that's where everything started turning around. It just started turning around. And you know what's beautiful about everything is you sleep, you wake up, it's just the same day.
Yeah.
But suddenly everything has changed.
Yes.
Nothing has changed. The sun is coming out the same way.
Yes,
the air is same. Everything is same. It's the way the people look at you.
Do you think it's called success?
That's what it is.
Yes. yes, especially.
And then when you are nobody,
yes.
Then that look which is coming to you, nobody is looking at you then. Mm. That's when nobody wants you.
Also, devils are not known for marketing themselves. You don't sort of go out of your way to say that this is what we have done, this is what we are doing. Will you suggest to your son, who is also an actor now, that stay the way I have been, or your grandfather has been, or your uncle is, or you want to change your strategy?
See, basically, my kids are just like me. They just want to be good actors. They want to do cinema. They want to act. Mm. What's happened off late, everybody wants to be a star, and they feel acting is just, anybody can do it.
Mm.
And it's not this. If you're a good body, got a good physique, you're an actor. If you've got, you're a great dancer, you're an actor. Or if you can do something else, you're a great and all those things. And unfortunately, that has been successful and it has been going along for a long, long time. And it will be there. It's not that it isn't. Because end of the day, who are the viewers? The viewers are the ones who want to watch that.
Mm.
And but always feel, you know, a good content, a good performance will always be there. It may not be, may not reach a height, but it will always stay there and it will always be on people's mind. Other things will come and go, but those things will stay deep into their hearts.
Mm. You are now a member of parliament. You fought an election and won, and with great amount of majority. Will you continue with your interest in politics?
Not really. Not really. Not from any other reason or anything. Mm. I think one should do what is one good at.
Mm.
And I think I'm good at my work as an actor. And that's why I've shut down everything. I cannot choose anything more beyond as being an actor.
So at this stage, are you hungry for more? Are you restless? Are you content?
I'm a kind of a content person. I've always been. It's not that I'm restless about anything. I've never been like that.
Mm.
Because when I want to do something, I go do it. And then I've done it, I've enjoyed it, I move along to another thing. That's the way I've always moved.
Mm.
And that has been my pattern.
Mm.
I've not been raged about, I will do this and I want to, I want that, I want... I've not been like that. The beauty is when you enjoy your journey.
Mm. Absolutely.
Right? But nowadays, people want shortcuts. So where's the enjoyment?
Mm.
Enjoyment is in the path.
Absolutely.
And that's the way I've always believed. It is difficult, but that's the beauty.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's right. What are you working on these days?
Right now, I'm working... there was a film which we were working, Raj Santoshi and me were working before Gadar.
Mm-hmm.
It was not happening for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And Gadar has opened the doors and now we're doing that.
Now you're doing that. Yes. Yeah. Yes. And you are also working with a film where Dad, you and Bobby are coming. Are you working on
there's
that?
A subject which is there. It hasn't materialized completely as yet.
How will you describe yourself in one word?
Dharminder's son.
So sweet. That only Sunny Deol could have come with that, with that kind of an expression. Thank you for opening up so much to me. I personally feel very, very gratified. And thank you all. Join us next week for another intimate conversation as we take another in-depth look at India and its growing impact on the world. I'm Anupam Kher. See you next week on Let's Talk Bharat. Namaskar.